our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Ching Hai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis, c'est-à-dire vivre dans façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires. Il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et cela vraiment contribue à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Supreme Master Ching Hai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. In this three-part series, Supreme Master Ching Hai prepares a special vegetarian meal in loving memory of her mother on the occasion of the Moon Festival on September 14, 2008, which features traditional Alexis pudding, raw salad with mint soyanese sauce, fried vegan shrimp wrapped in rice paper, crispy vegan meatballs, and French fries.
We're cooking a couple of things today. This is artificial shrimp, vegan shrimp, completely without animal trace. It looked like shrimp. I made one shrimp cocktail, remember? With this kind. Now we wrap them in rice paper. And then we deep fry. It's like finger food. So remember, we put the rice paper quickly into the warm water. Shake it well, so I don't get too wet. Cut it into two, half like this, each half for one shrimp. And the shrimp is very round, so you kind of break a little bit in the middle, so that we can have the tail sticking out. And we roll it, like this, and leave the tail outside. So it looks cute, and then wrap it in and roll it. You can put like three things together at the same time. Don't put too many, they will stick together, and when you take them out, they break. Take them out now. Wow, they dry so fast. It's already done, look. When it's golden like this, it's done. You put them on this kitchen towel paper. Yeah, they look like this. Good. Let's go. You want this first, right? We have more, just we don't have enough room. You don't mind working this. After we finish this, we can have more. I left it on one side there, so we can have more. Take the both, I think you like. Don't pretend that you don't like. No, we just dip it in once and we eat, okay, like family. And don't dip again after you already have your saliva on it. Good. I'm a vegan shrimp. It's hot, huh? Oh my God!
It's hot.
You're going to die.
Oh wow, it is hot.
When you're older. Ah, sorry. Traffic jam. And you can use your finger, spread it all over if you want. Good, huh? Really? Good. Supposed to be hot.
Yeah.
The Chinese wrapping sheet they make, also Chinese. Yellow, huh?
Yeah.
Nice. Tastes better with this. But I don't have. I don't have anything when I want to cook. Cooking in this house is like a lot of. Okay. Open the fridge. Open the cupboard, see what you have. And depend, you just fabricate something. And a chip. That's his.
Oh.
Yeah. Everybody have one, huh? I told you not to fight. Everybody have one cup. Cheers.
Cheers.
Happy Moon Festival. I hope you're hungry. We didn't eat lunch?
Yeah, also.
Yes.
Didn't eat dinner? Well, it's cold today, right?
Yeah.
And it's already late now. Oh, it's good. Just like that, after everything, we just eat the fruit. And then we eat the pudding and fruit. Even have french fries.
Yeah.
Good for you guys, the Westerner. Every day rice, rice, rice. This is brown rice. And sesame, and that's that. You know? This is for salad. These two sauce is for salad.
Okay.
And the whole thing in the middle is for shrimp and ball. Somebody took a bowl already?
Yeah.
You did? Oh, wonderful. Come on. Ah, go ahead. Yeah. Lady first. Meatball, meatball.
Wow.
Meatball or bowl meat, up to you. Voila. Mm. And you can eat the same sauce. Very convenient today. And a mustard. Wow.
Mm.
Mm. You good?
Mm, yes.
Cool?
Very nice.
good or not?
Mm-hmm.
Very
good.
Really?
Yeah.
Simple.
Just ready made mash the ham and I roll it in bread crumb and fry it, that's it.
Mm.
Tell me, is the shrimp better or?
Yes.
Oh, a little better.
Very shrimp?
Come. I have more, I will bring. Ah, yeah, that's all. I go get some more.
Thank you, Master.
The shrimp you like really, baby?
Yeah.
Nobody else say anything, just you two. I'm worried you fake it. No? Look, this fill can is a magic cup.
Wow.
Magic cup. You like shrimp also?
Yeah.
Wonderful. I'm so happy. Next time we should rub it in the Chinese flagship. Mm-hmm. Tastes even nicer, more crispy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay too, right?
Yes.
Wait, we'll bring some more of the meatball, okay? You continue. Continue your business.
Anybody more addicted to this? You want the bad name? All right, last one. This is just a leftover. Mm. Oh. There's one rice cake. Too soft, I cannot roll it, so I throw it inside. So I eat to see how it goes. Not too bad. Can do. Cheers. Fruit, beautiful. Dragon fruit.
Mm.
Mm?
Delicious.
So yeah. Sweet.
Mm. So sweet. You can dig it out. Mm. Oh, that's so good. Mm. I've never seen such a big one like this before. More. Is the sauce good? Anybody ate yet?
Good. Yeah, it's good.
Yes. Good sauce? Really?
Very good.
I'm so happy. First time I made it, truly. And the meatball also first time. Experiment. Yeah, like that. Just smart, yeah. I eat the whole thing too. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
Happy Moon Festival.
Yeah,
even the cup around.
Yeah.
Chips not too bad either.
No,
great. Yes. No, why? No, why it's so good?
Why?
Because I use the same oil that I fry those savory food.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's already savory in the oil.
Mm-hmm.
So I just filter the crumbs away, and I put the from fruit in there. Or maybe the person who bought it made the chips good. Especially frozen. Home frozen. Mm. Oh, your chip's gone. They love chips. Long time no see chip. In America, they eat like French fry every day. Even they have French fry at home, no? Vegan French fry. And here, every day rice. A bit raw. Not too bad. The sauce is really good, tell me.
Yeah, it is.
I also made it first time. Mm. First time sauce. And first time cooked today pudding. This type. In fact, I had never cooked it. Always my mother cooked before.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm in Europe, I don't eat this thing.
Yeah.
No. Or I'll go out buy.
Mm-hmm.
But in the shop, they don't have this black beans pudding.
Mm.
Mostly they cook differently in the flour, but not cook in the glutinous rice like this. The sticky rice together. And this have to be careful, otherwise we'll burn. See how thick it is?
Yes.
And they cook like that and you have to stir it often. So, no more eating, guys? Continue, no? Tradition, no? Moon Festival. You're lucky today I watched the Supreme Master television.
Originally, I just wanted to cook the pudding for my mother. But I watched the Supreme Master television and they said, hey, Happy Moon Festival. And I said, oops, my God, all the tape's gone. I better cook something for everybody. And that's how you have all this. It's not bad. We should do this more often. We should have Moon Festival every day. Very simple. This one, simple, but nice.
I've never seen a salad arranged like this.
The reason I put the salad in the cup, you know why? Because we don't have enough room here. Everybody have a salad bowl or salad plate, like in a restaurant. What do you think, where we sit?
Yeah.
Outside. We sit outside the door, no room. So a cup, convenient. Look good also. Finger food, I told you. Cool, huh? Also look nice. What do you think, why I bought so many cups? I don't have big table. I went in the shop and bought all the cups that they had in the small shop. All different type.
That's lovely.
You like it?
Mm-hmm. Don't need a fork.
No. And so fresh.
Mixed salad.
You can eat raw actually, no? Like this, you can eat raw everything. But we eat all the food because it tastes nice. My God, let's face it. Raw, not raw, we will go all one day. Look at us. And this physical world is... This is all you get. Try and enjoy. Actually, it doesn't take long to cook all this, especially this one. I cook them in 5 minutes. This is the easiest to cook. The sauce is a secret recipe.
Yeah, wow.
It's so secret that I never knew it before. I want to look for the nice sauce from Loving Food, from my company. And none left, like passion fruit sauce, Japanese mustard sauce, Chinese mustard sauce, all gone. You guys, so quick. When I need it, nothing left. So I have to make something, and I don't have anything. Originally, I want to make it with coriander even. But I don't even have coriander either. And I wonder if peppermint even tastes good. So never mind. I tried it. Not too bad. So thank you guys. I invented new sauce. New mint sauce. It is mayonnaise. Soyanese and fermented soya cube and mint, finely chopped mint, little sugar, little soya sauce, and it tastes very good. Yeah, with the salad, it would taste nice with dill also.
Master, can I tell you a joke?
Sure. Everybody okay or not?
A friend of mine told me this joke. Two vegans are talking about their diet.
Yeah.
And they're discussing what's good to eat, what's healthy, and finally they decide, okay, you know what, let's try a raw vegetarian, raw vegan.
And so, raw food.
Raw food.
Yeah.
And so one of the guys is like, you know what, that sounds good. I don't mind paying for the groceries. But you cook the food.
I have another one better than that. I don't know what the end going to be because I'm making it up as I go along. Two guys also talking about vegan food and also raw food. And this guy is a Chinese. You know how Chinese are. They cook everything. They don't ever eat raw. They don't know what raw spelling like. So the other guys, okay, let's eat some raw food. You know, the Westerner, who blend and blow and grow and all that. So the Chinese guy said, okay, I go buy some vegetable. And you cook and you eat. You blend and you eat. I'm out of here. I'm going to Chinese restaurant. Not too bad, huh? Not too bad for the invention, huh? I told you I know how to tell jokes.
This is a true story.
A true story. If he's an Indian guy, he would ask, can we put curry in your blender? If not, forget it. I'm not going to eat it. If it has no curry, I'm not going to eat it. What kind of food with no curry? How can you survive without curry? And a Chinese who said, me no like raw food. Me like cooked food, me no like raw food. The Chinese, they don't know how to spell raw. Because they don't eat raw. You know, they cannot spell the R, so me don't like raw food. Me like illegal food. Not raw, but illegal food. Okay. Now, I'll finish the salad first. It's good for you. Vegetable. Oh, I ate yours? Yeah. That's supposed to be my cup, the biggest, but I forgot. Now I eat yours, so I have to give mine the big one. Wow, lucky guy. Come on, eat. Finish. Finish the vegetable, the children. Eat the broccoli. Good for you. And then you can have the pudding. Otherwise, no. Cannot. It's a good draw, no? Yeah. It's very refreshing after the fried fruit. The raw fruit is really nice, especially the sauce, so nice. Mm. But it's good that you guys eat the sauce, because wait until I cook, it's too long. You are in your element today with all the raw stuff, huh? Long time no raw, huh? I thought you are serious, raw disciple or something, but no, you just blend it now and again. Raw food people, they eat raw every day, no? Mm-hmm. Or it's just like whenever?
Every day.
Every day. I don't mind if it's good. It's really nice, also easy. No need to wash up a lot. Because I cook just a simple like this, and a lot of washing up to do. Pudding time. Even the broccoli tastes good with this.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. The sauce is important.
Yes, it is.
Pudding. Pudding, 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 pudding. Take pudding, pudding, take, take, take. You can drink with water or with tea.
Sure.
Yes.
We got tea later. Cheers. Happy Moon Festival. See how round it is? Yeah. It's a black moon cake. It looks like a cake. The cake is also made with similar stuff. Is it good or not? Tell me.
It's good. Hmm? Special moon cake.
Mm. Nice. Really?
Nice.
Who don't like red hand? No, is it nice? No need coconut really, but is it better with coconut?
Yes.
Yes. Bell, huh?
Yeah.
Just look cool also. Can you guess what's in there? No. It's difficult to buy this in the shop. They don't have. It's rare that the restaurant make this, because it's difficult. Not difficult, but you have to be careful, otherwise it's burnt, and it tastes like burnt. It's so thick, how can you maneuvering in a park. Thick and sticky, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you have to really stare. In the last minute, you have to stare constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you burn. And in Vietnam, if you burn and put in like that, you never can get married. In the old time, a man wants to marry a girl. And she has to know how to cook, how to sew, and how to clean the house and all that. All kind of requirements. Nowadays, you just marry a dishwasher, a clothes washing machine, rice cookers. You never burn the rice. With the rice cooker, you never burn the rice. So if any picky man, he can always marry these machines. His life is perfect. No need a wife, nothing. A wife might still accidentally burn the rice, no matter how good she is. Sometimes she watch TV, she forgot. But the rice cooker, never. When the time comes, he click his own button and he stop. And it's always warm when you come home. You can put it on timer, you know. Everything nowadays automatic. You can put a pot on to cook something on the stove and put on timer. And when you come home, it's already nice, you know. I don't know any wife who would be more perfect. Just on time, huh? Yeah. Come home, everything ready, just hot. Oh, perfect. Even tea or coffee, you put it on timer, you come home, everything ready. Wonderful. You could even remote control from your office. At what time to put what on. Nowadays, you can do it through email. You email to your rice cooker and say, hey, time to cook, man. Internet for your casserole. And something roasting in the oven, yeah, you put it all on timer. Yeah. Even aircon, you also timer. When you come home, automatically it's already nice, cool, just when you walk in. Not before, and not after. Wow, nowadays, technology is all you're married to.
Yeah.
So, nowadays it's easy to get married, provided my parents are rich enough to buy me the dowry. Like a washing machine, a dishwasher, a timing oven, a rice cooker, potato frying automatic pan, then I'd be perfect. I can watch TV and remote control everything. And husband come home, everything ready. Even you have to iron trousers, you can put the trousers there tied together. No need to worry about anything. What a nice period of history to get married.
The pudding's delicious.
Very well. Fantastic. Thank you.
That's good?
You're welcome.
This is
the best moon festival cake.
Best moon festival cake. You see, even the table also round. Couple round too. You cannot say you don't have moon stuff. Okay, let's have some tea and then that's it. Call it a day, huh?
Yes.
Welcome. Remember the joke I told you after we went to see the opera? Yeah, I thought of that joke. It was original, my joke. The husband asked the wife, why you like opera so much? So the wife said, I don't really like it. So the husband said, then why you drag me here? The wife said, so that you know I'm not the one who screamed the loudest.
Vittorio! Vittorio!
I could make it as an opera singer, but because of you guys, I lost my job. I can sing in the bathroom sometimes. When I sing like that, the dogs sing with me, you know. They go, whoa! Goodie! Whoa! And then Zolo, don't know what happened. He was sleeping and he heard Goodie, whoa, whoa. He come up also, whoa, whoa.
And then all of them come to me and are looking at me like, what's going on here? Yeah, I'm telling you, my dog does something. That's true. Mm-hmm. I finished with a nice note, they said it, huh? Okay. Oh, can anybody move at all?
Oh.
Why move, yeah?
Yeah.
Jess, here you go.
Where's
everybody else? Ah, Judy, help me! He's a little upset. He's a good boy. Come, Snack. Before sleeping. So, ladies, so. Boyo! Hey, sorry.
It was a pleasure to have you with us for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Up next on Supreme Master Television is Good People, Good Works, right after Noteworthy News. Blessed be your noble and compassionate hearts.